This is Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. Today, we have a St. Patrick's Day surprise. It's actually St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, a show that's coming to the Spreckles Theater in Roner Park. That's this Saturday, the day before St. Patrick's Day, at 7 p.m. It's going to be featuring Connor Reeder and the Kerry Traditional Band. Joining us now is Connor himself. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for being on the program today. Tell us a bit about the show and what will be coming to Roner Park on Saturday.
Well, as you mentioned, it's called St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, and it features the Kerry Traditional Irish Band, as well as myself as the principal dancer, and we'll also have some local dancers up there on stage providing some song, dance, and music for you guys. Hopefully, because it's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, we'll be bringing it the entire weekend for everyone up there. And we have been together now as a crew for about 3 years, bringing what we can say would be our own little spin on St. Patrick's Day in Ireland for everyone out in the audiences. And hopefully you'll be tapping your feet and singing along and enjoying yourself just as much as we are up on stage.
Seems very coincidental that this comes just right as St. Patrick's Day for the weekend. So it's kind of a pleasant surprise there. How lively do audiences tend to get for and during the show?
Well, honestly, we always prefer those who are a little bit of the imbibers. So we love to have everyone singing along, because you may notice some popular tunes in there if you are in the audience, or clapping and singing. It's more about having a good time. It's definitely more of a concert feel than, even though it's in a nice theatrical setting over at the Spreckles Center, there's still the ability to be tapping those feet, singing along and clapping your hands and hooting and hollering, because we want everybody in the audience just to have fun. That's the whole point of it, bringing that joy, bringing some smiles out there.
Okay. Now, are you from Ireland yourself?
Oh, no. My family is, though. They hail from Cork, over on the west side.
Oh, okay. That's cool. What does it take to be an Irish dancer as skilled as yourself, and how long have you been doing it?
So I've been dancing since I was actually 4 years old. My grandmother, that's the Irish side in me, she wanted my older brother to dance because she had all of her daughters. My mother, one of them, danced, and my older brother just had nothing. He wanted nothing to do with it, and I just had so much energy, and I couldn't stop watching the bootlegged copy of Riverdance that she got us back in the very early 90s. And so my parents brought me, I'm from Columbus, Ohio originally. And so my parents brought me into the local school, taught and led by the late Ann Richens. And I competed under her direction for 13 years and then went off to Notre Dame and still performed there. And then from there got picked up by Celtic Fire down over in Williamsburg, Virginia. And then that's where my current producer, Miss Margaret O'Carroll, who's the head director and she's the artistic director and producer of St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. And Kerry, she comes from County Kerry. That's where Kerry Irish Records actually comes from.
Wow.
So she's our direct Irish heritage there. And she discovered me over in Virginia and has brought me along ever since, and it's been an absolute pleasure to be able to still do what I love and be able to translate that to everybody else in the audiences wherever we may go.
Now, I hear there's also going to be special guests from the Keenan Irish Dancers, a local dance school, that will be making their presence known here during your show. How cool is it to kind of get in with a local dance school?
Oh my gosh, it's preferred. It's so much more fun to be able to have somebody and a group of people from the local community, because not only are they going to have their supporters and their cheerleaders out in the audience, but it's also my own benefit to be able to see just how much this Irish dance community has grown. Because being from the Midwest, it started as a smaller crew, and then it grew and grew and grew. And to be able to see that all the way out here on the West Coast and be able to dance with individuals out here is just, it's humbling and quite very fun. And actually, to go back to your question about what does it involve physically, you've got to stay in shape. There's a lot of stretching involved and a lot of short twitch muscles that you'll be working all the time up on stage. And, you know, most people might recognize Irish dance as being the dance without using your arms. So you've got to have a very strong torso, and a lot of it does come from the waist down. Mm-hmm. So your joints must be pretty loose.
Unfortunately, that means I'm out on that.
Doesn't mean you can't be out there clapping along and having a good time.
No, that's definitely a good point. Connor, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope the show goes well on Saturday night. Look forward to seeing you.
Oh, excellent. We'll see you out there. Thank you so much, Daniel.
That is Connor Reeder. He's with the Kerry Traditional Band, based from Kerry, Ireland. And they're going to be performing St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, a performance at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. That's coming up this Saturday. For tickets and information on that, you can go to SprecklesOnline.com or their box office, 588-3400. And that has been Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center, how ironic, located at Sonoma State University.